Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy. And today, we bring you a book talk book review. Woo-hoo! The book we'll be reviewing is The Crimson Moth by Kristen Ciccarelli.
It also goes by The Heartless Hunter.
Which is crazy because I'm like, where is The Heartless? Like, I'm pretty sure I've seen Heartless Hunter.
But if you search it, it'll come up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why does it have two names?
Yeah, because when Amy said that she read Crimson Moth, I was like, oh, okay. And then I looked it up and I was like, wait, oh, I have read this one, but I didn't know it was called that.
Yeah,
but it's like the same page because you still marked it as reading. So I don't really understand how that works like that.
What if it's like one of, have you heard of the movie with Tom Cruise, Live, Die, Repeat? So the movie came out marketed as Live, Die, Repeat, but then I guess it had bad, like it didn't take very well. So they changed the name of the movie. So I'm like, what if they change the name Heartless Hunter and Crimson Moth? But I don't know which one is the actual one that they're going by.
How would we know?
I'm going to look it up. Okay. The Heartless Hunter and Crimson Moth are the same book. Oh, one is UK and one is North American title. Heartless Hunter is the North American title. Okay. And the Crimson Moth is the UK and internationally.
Oh, interesting.
Same book, different titles. Wow, interesting.
That is interesting. Should we jump into our review first? Or did you want to give a synopsis first?
Oh, let's give our review.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
Four stars.
Yay!
We are back!
Woo! We are back!
Next, we are going to give a spoiler-filled review, but kick it off with a synopsis of the book in case anyone wants to read it or needs a refresher on the book.
So it's about this witch, and witches are not allowed, as I'm sure you guys understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to hide that you're a witch, and they hunt the witches.
There's witch hunters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in this world, originally, the witches ruled. Like, there was queen witches and princess witches and things like that. But then, I think there was, like, a rebellion. And then, all the witches got destroyed because witches were not allowed. They didn't like it. They felt like the witches had too much power.
Well, because the queens were cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they were taking advantage of the people. So, of course, the rebellion. And then, you have to go against what was originally the norm. So, they, like, rounded up all the witches to kill them.
Mm-hmm. And so, the story is about a witch who is living in hiding amongst the people following the rebellion. What she does is she goes out and she rescues witches or like helps them escape from the island because they live on this island.
Yeah.
But she's also undercover because she lives among
high society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including witch hunters.
Yeah. She gave up her grandma, and her grandma wanted her to do that so that she could hide amongst the people and pretend, because everybody was like, oh my god, she gave up her grandma, like she's cold-blooded, cold-hearted and all that. So that was like her cover that her grandma let her do, basically. And so everybody was like, she could never be a witch because she gave up her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's like in society and everybody knows her, and she acts like really ditzy and stuff and about parties, but really she goes around trying to save witches.
Yep.
And the love interest obviously is a witch hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Because of course.
The Heartless Hunter.
And so she's trying to cozy up to him because she needs to find out where one of the like main witches is.
Mm-hmm. Because that witch was her grandma's friend who got captured by the witch hunters. And so in her grandma's, one of her last conversations with her grandma told her to find her friend.
Yeah.
And so that's why the main character, Rune, is so desperately trying to do what she can to find her grandma's friend.
Yeah.
So
it was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was really good too. It was great. I wasn't bored. I just read it and I was like, everything just hit.
Everything hit. Are you going to read the sequel?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
This is like the problem is that I read, have you heard of the book Serpent and Dove?
Oh yeah.
So that book is also Witch and Witch Hunter.
Oh.
And I was like very invested in that book. Like I liked it a lot. But in the end, when the witch hunter and the witch got together, it was very clear that the witch hunter couldn't get over the fact or could never accept that she was a witch. Mm. Like, something about, like, these books makes me feel like being a witch is just so, like... like, they ingrain it in this world, in this society, that, like, witches are so evil and they're so bad. So, for me, it's really hard to get over that a witch hunter could really, like, love a witch and have it go on, like, long term, as opposed to, like, oh, it's just, like, a fling. So, it's, like, hard for me to really want to invest in it because I'm scared of, like, the fact that, oh, they'll just, like, always never, they'll never see eye to eye. He'll always see her as a quote-unquote monster. And especially, like, spoiler, like, in this book, he claims that, like, he was abused by the witch.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, oh, it's probably going to be really hard for him to unsee that. And so, it makes me kind of sad. Mm. But it was a good book. Like, I like the book. I'm, like, on the fence of whether or not, like, I want to read the next one or not. I like the plot. But the romance part makes me, like, scared to be too invested and hurt and then sad.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, thank you.
For me, I would want to read the sequel just because I need to know what happens. Mm-hmm. Because, refresh my memory, but it was, like, the one of the queen witches, they didn't die. Like, his brother didn't kill her, so she's alive. Mm-hmm. And then, does she take... Rune?
So Rune, I think in a way, like, Rune had no choice but to follow her.
Okay.
Because they were all, like, tied up. Like, Rune was, like, about to get killed, and then the witch came to save her. So, like, Rune was there. Rune was, like, in my head, I just imagine them, like, oh, on the stake. You know, like, Rune was there, and then the grandma's friend. You know, like, they were about to be, like, killed. Mm. But then the queen witch that was supposedly thought to be dead came in and, like, saved them. But Rune was kind of like, oh, shoot. You're the one who, plot twist, was, like, supposed to be my friend, right? And then the guy that I like said that you did, like, horrible things to him.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was... But then she couldn't stay because the mob was trying to kill her. So she had to go with the other witches.
Okay, yeah. So I'm curious how that goes.
Yeah.
And I feel like she did a really good job on the first book. Mm-hmm. So I would hope. And is it a duology? Do you know if that's kind of the plan?
Yeah. Because
I'm like, I could, if it was a duology, I think that could be really good.
Yeah. Like One Dark Window and, but we didn't like the other one that much.
Yeah.
But duology is still better than a series. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
At least they wrap it up.
Because, I mean, to be fair, I also didn't really like One Dark Window that much. Mm-hmm. Like,
This one was better.
Yeah, this one was really good. Especially because I love the main character and, like, pretending to be ditzy. But actually, she's, like, really smart, right? And then also, like, the love interest. And you're like, okay. But then when she finds out that her friend is actually, like... Right, so like that, it really keeps you in it, and I think she does a good job of like making sure that you're not that bored.
Yeah.
So, I would hope. Obviously, we all hope that the second book would be just as good. But I can understand not wanting to read it if the love interest is like, you're a witch, and I couldn't possibly be with you.
Oh yeah.
But he seemed like, I think the fact that it's not an immediate bias against witches. It was because he had a bad experience. Mm-hmm. That is potentially something that could be, like, easier to get over than somebody who's, like, inherently against witches, fundamentally.
That's true, yeah. Which was Serpent and Dove. This guy was fundamentally, like, against witches. Like, those were his values. Mm. So I'm like, oh, that's a good point.
So maybe.
Maybe.
Because also, like, they were theoretically, like, in love, him and that the other, the queen witch.
Yeah.
So
I really want to know what happened in that like relationship, because he had said that like, oh, she like used him, right, and took advantage of him. But when Rune was talking to her friend, who was secret, we find out is secretly like that witch, she was saying like, oh, you don't understand like what really happened.
Yeah.
Right. She's like, oh, we weren't like abusing the blood possession power, like using someone else's blood against their will. Like, we weren't doing that. It wasn't what it looked like. So I'm like, oh, well then what was it?
Yeah.
You gotta know.
So it's not like I gotta know. And I would be excited because I think when the second one comes out, I will read the first one again.
And then it came out. Wait, did it? No, wait. It makes me feel... maybe...
I don't think...
Maybe the arc came out. Rebel Witch. Yeah, it did come out.
When?
February 18th. This month.
Last month. Okay, okay.
So we should read it while it's fresh,
right?
Yeah,
you have to read it right now.
Yeah, I do.
I have to reread the first one. Honestly, though, I'm quite impressed that it came back to me. Like, as I was reading the synopsis, I was like, oh my god, yeah, I remember this. And then when you were talking, I also was like, oh my gosh, yeah. And that's so rare for me.
It must have been a good book, right?
It was a good book. I know. Yeah. I was like, it's just such a classically good book. And I will be devastated if the second book is not good.
I know, me too. I will be devastated too.
Yeah, because you know how you said that you can't read Fourth Wing anymore?
Yeah.
I hope it's not
like
that.
Things like that ruin it for me.
Okay, but I'm gonna be honest.
You don't remember something, something.
No, that we're all reading like the same book. One Dark Window is about this girl hiding who she is and this guy who's hunting people like her down.
Oh, you're right.
And then I'm like, what's the other one? Bridge Kingdom, where it's like this guy doesn't trust her, like she's also...
also powerless.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to hide. Like, if you have powers, you have to hide it, right?
Oh.
I think. I don't remember. Like, she had to pretend she didn't have powers or something. No,
well,
no.
She doesn't have powers. No, because remember, she, like, got conscripted to go into competition yeah. or something. When she doesn't have powers, she's like, how am I supposed to survive?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't really think she was hiding. Oh, maybe because she was in the rebel group is, like... what she was trying to hide.
Sorry, I got distracted, but I understand your point.
Yeah. Yes. Can somebody recommend like a friends to lovers fantasy romance? Do they have to be enemies? No. Because actually,
there was a friends to lovers in this. Almost, not really. But there's a friend who wanted to be a lover. Was the friend that forgettable, Haley?
Yeah, apparently.
He was the brother of the witch hunter.
And they were friends?
He was...
Gideon. Oh, yeah. He was, like, part of them.
Yeah.
It was, like,
the three.
Three.
The trio, yeah.
Well, I mean, sort of. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Kind of like in Powerless.
Yeah.
The brother.
That's right.
No, I want a good... The problem with those is why do they always have to have, I mean, I guess exactly like that. They have to have the friend and then they have to have this mysterious third person that is the actual love interest.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want the friend. I don't want this third mysterious. Yeah, I know. I did forget about him. As I spouted, oh, I remember this book so well.
That's the thing, right? They were saying that back in the day, the dystopian genre was being, like, reused over and over because Hunger Games did so well. So the romanticy genre, I think the trope of, like, enemies to lovers is being reused in this genre too much. Like, like you said, the mysterious other guy. Like, he has to be mysterious. He has to be dark.
Yeah.
And, like...
The friend can be dark. Because I was gonna be honest, obviously the brother was like too, no, don't do this. Like, ugh, that's annoying. I was like, she's a witch, let her live her life. So.
The concept of the book I liked.
Yeah.
Like how, like, when you use magic, like if you're a witch, a lot of witches cut themselves to use like their own fresh blood. Like, I like that. And it left a scar. Ooh. I was just like so happy because I was like, I can grasp this.
After the ones that you've been reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite simple and easy overall.
Did you like the plot twist of the friend?
I did. I thought that was a good plot twist.
That was a good plot twist.
Yeah. And it was like, she went to the room and it was like empty.
Yeah, I like that. Ooh. Ooh. I'm like, wait, I'm in this.
Yeah.
I'm in this.
I think that was so good. Yeah, that's why I'm like, it was good. And there was no boring part.
Yeah.
For the people on BookTok, that was a good recommendation. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely don't understand, because as much as I occasionally saw it, it wasn't a lot. And yeah, this book is really good for it to not have that much people recommending it. Especially because, like you said, the genre is so hot right now. And a lot of books that people are recommending, I don't think are, like, that good.
Oh, yeah.
So,
like, When the Moon Hatched. Sorry, Ellie. I thought this book was better than that book.
And that book was really long, whereas this one felt...
Yeah, it was great, yeah. What separated this book, like, it being a 4-star instead of a 5-star?
I don't have an urge to buy it.
Ooh. Just that's it. There's no oomph. There's no, like, ooh, I want it. Even though it was good.
Yeah. And I also think that in general, series are, like, tricky. Mm-hmm. Because you can't just buy the first book. You have to read the second one. And then if it's good, then you can buy the first and the second book, right? Like, I do think that there just wasn't an oomph. As much as it was really, really good. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it kind of, like, combines with the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
No, I second that. Like, I finished reading this. This was an airplane book.
Mm-hmm.
I read it on the airplane. And I read it. I wasn't bored, like you said. I enjoyed it, like, every aspect. But when I was done, I was just like, that was just a good book.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I must tell. Well, I do feel like I want to tell people about this book, but it wouldn't be, like, the first thing I think about. That's, you know, the 5-star books you think about. You're like, oh, yeah. And also, I wouldn't buy it, too. No oomph.
Now that you brought it up. Like, I didn't really like the brother. And I would say maybe 3/4 of the way through, I might have gotten, like, a little bit, okay, let's go.
Yeah. And then they pulled out the plot twist, so that's why I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, not 100%, like, giggling, kicking my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the books I tend to buy, is if, like, I get the butterflies. Like, that's how you know it's, like, a really, really good book.
Okay, that reminds me. I also didn't get butterflies with, like, the main character and the guy interest. Gideon.
Huh?
Is his name Gideon? I'm sure it is.
Are you saying that because I said that?
Yep.
I thought that was the brother. Because now I'm like, was that One Dark Window?
Rune and Gideon.
Wow.
Yeah. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job.
But I don't remember having butterflies. I just remember being into the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The plot. Great plot.
Did they have sexy time?
Yes, once. Because then the part of the book was like, oh, he had to have sexy time with her to, like, see if she was, like, hiding anything.
Yeah. I think that was the other reason that I didn't really give it 5 stars, is because a lot of the book was, oh, I'm trying to see if she's a witch or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, the fact that they're in it, but he keeps thinking about that.
Yeah.
It kind of, like, turns me off of it.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm with you with that. Because you have this, like, inner monologue, and he's not really that into her, but he is into her.
Yeah.
So that part took away the romance from me.
Yeah.
To actually feel excited about them together. So great plot, that's what I'm going to say. The plot saved the book. It was, like, drove this book.
Yeah. I liked the main character.
Oh, yeah. I liked the main character, too.
I think.
I like her friend. I also liked the action part where Gideon pretended to tell her where he hid the queen, just so then to see, like, oh, if she'd go there. And then she did go there, and then she did get caught in the trap. But then she, like, wiggled her way out of it. And so she's like, at the party, she was like, oh, I told everybody about the secret hideout. I'm like, wow, that's so smart.
Yeah, that's true. That was smart.
In my head, I'm like, you're done. There's no way around this.
Yeah.
You're the only one he told. Yeah. I didn't think, like, oh, you can tell other people and they could be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts. That was pretty good. It was different. Like, in the vein of, like, a lot of the tropes and the things being, like, similar to, like, other books, at least, like, some parts of the plot were, I'm like, oh, I haven't seen this twist before.
Mm-hmm. And especially because I feel sometimes when authors write the main character who's supposed to be smart, they do a lot of dumb things.
Yes, yes.
And as much as she kind of did some dumb things, but overall, she was, like, pretty smart and calculated about things.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of refreshing, because sometimes you're like, you're supposed to be smart. Like, why are you doing this? But yeah, I do agree that she seemed to like him more. in her inner monologue, then it seemed like he liked her.
So that took it away a little bit.
Yeah, maybe it's like she fell first, but he falls harder kind of thing. Like yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm like excited. So you have to read the second one now.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm refreshed enough that I could also read the second one.
I think you would just jump right in.
Yeah, me too. And then we could see what we think. That would be exciting because it would be exciting to have a sequel that we like.
Yes.
Refreshing.
It's been a while. Have we liked any sequels?
Probably.
The only one I could think about is the one that only you read.
I know, I was thinking that one too.
The Dance of Thieves second one. Yeah.
But I was trying to think, I was like... The problem with both of those books is that they're both kind of painful.
Yeah, you said. Yeah, you were like, you had to get over the hump and then it was good.
Yeah. What are some other sequels?
Iron Flame.
Stop. I think I'm going to read Onyx Storm. My coworker read... So she read Fourth Wing, and then she read Iron Flame, and then she recently just finished Onyx Storm. And she was like... But she's kind of like us in that... She was like, I like happy endings. And I was like, you're not going to get that with this. Like, it's a long series. So the cliffhangers, like, it's going to be what it's going to be. So, but she was like, yeah, you should read it. I was like, okay.
You got to tell me how it is.
We'll see whenever I get around to it.
So
because
big.
It's so big. But we'll see. Some other sequels. I mean, Clockwork Princess. Clockwork.
Oh, yeah.
What? Clockwork Chronicles.
I don't think I read the third one.
That's like the best one.
Is it?
In my opinion.
Oh.
The last books are normally the best.
If you can get there.
I know. Was I talking to you or was I talking to my dad about it? But Harry Potter, in terms of like series, I'm like interested.
In rereading?
No. Well, kind of, but no. But also in the sense that... That, for me, obviously because it came out when we were young, so reading those books, like, I wasn't developed as a reader. So, to recreate the magic that Harry Potter had, because obviously, I remember, like, the next book releasing and, like, being excited, but also not being, like, totally, like, oh my god, yeah! But also, like, being excited and, like, reading it. Like, I didn't have to reread the other books, but I don't know if it's because you watched the movie and, like, the next one came out, or if that's what made it, but in terms of, like, actually finishing the series and considering it as, like, a whole group of work instead of now how I read series is, like, oh my god.
Yeah!
So, I'm curious to know if there could be a repeat of Harry Potter. Like, if you think of Fourth Wing and the series, if it's supposed to be like seven books, for example, is that kind of trying to be like Harry Potter? But I was thinking about it, and what my coworker said is that Harry Potter, up until the fourth book, like the first three books are potential standalones and like are happy, they end on like a good note, the problem is resolved, and so obviously the underlying theme of Voldemort is in the first three books, but you don't actually grasp it until the fourth book when you actually
he comes back.
Yeah, and then the books after that are about the war versus like Fourth Wing, that the first book is like, oh okay, and you have undercurrent of war, but then like immediately it's war in the second book already.
Yeah.
It's like, you're too, like...
Too early.
Yeah. If you're gonna develop... Like, I'm... Seven books is so long to have already... Like, they're all about war then, and that's, like, less exciting.
Yeah, I watched a TikTok review of Onyx Storm, and they were saying along those lines where it's, like, the author, Rebecca Yarros, might have shot herself in the foot by saying that Zayden and Violet were endgame, because now there's like no stakes. You know, the readers aren't like nervous because they're like, oh well, in the end they're gonna get back together, and she already had them together in the first book, so you're not really like building anything. And also same thing with like the war, like it like came too early, so like now where are you going with it? Like you said, is it going to be war for the next, like, four books? That's way too much.
Yeah, especially if they're 600 pages plus each.
Yeah. Like, how much war can you do?
Yeah. Because also, you know how we talk about that we don't like Order of the Phoenix? Or is that your favorite?
I'm trying to remember. I like the movie.
Okay.
But I can't. I think I like Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay.
Also, I can't remember.
Because I remember that that was... my least favorite book. Mm-hmm. And it's because they talk about
the war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And more like discussing the war and what are we going to do and like mm-hmm. planning for it instead of actual action. Mm. And obviously that's why I think that I also didn't like Iron Flame is it's like a lot of talking. Mm-hmm. And it's like, ugh. So I can't imagine so many books of that. Yeah. I agree. The war came too early. Mm-hmm. Who wants to read about 7 books of war?
I know. There's only so much you can do. So many action scenes you could do with the dragons.
Yeah.
During the war.
Yeah, so I don't know. But it's fine because other people like it. And so that's good. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I like to have, like, resolution.
Yeah.
At the end.
Valid.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Onyx Flame, like, reviews on BookTok. And so they were also saying how, like, it seemed like Rebecca Yarros lost sense of where she was going. It was as if, like, she had, like, a 600-page, like, requirement.
Oh, no.
And so she would input, like, a subplot and then all of a sudden, like, forget about it. Or insert a subplot and resolve it, like, so fast. Whereas, like, oh, what was the point of introducing, like, something so serious?
That sounds horrible. Are you only seeing bad reviews?
Yeah. It's quite biased.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't like that.
But once you experience it, you can make your own decisions. Like, you could say, oh, it made sense to me. Like, I didn't think that it was resolved too fast. Or I didn't think much about that plot either.
No, because already the books that we've been reading, I've been thinking, what's the point to, like, all of these books? Yeah. So if I'm going to read this, I'm going to literally think, why are you doing this? I'm not that excited. But my coworker said mm-hmm. that there's less miscommunication in
that's
this
good.
Book.
That's good. That's good.
So, because she agreed with us that it's too much, like, you have to say the right things, yeah. Violet.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
So she's like, there's less of that. And I was like, okay.
Good. Yeah. Because that was, like, the worst part.
That was. I mean, there were bad. But that was the most frustrating thing ever.
Yeah. That is a plus, actually. Because you would think there might be more miscommunication now that he's, like, infected or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember that much.
I was like, I'm interested to see because she didn't really say. I said, is it too much of, like, I'm evil. Uh-huh. No, get over it. And she was like, no. Like, she looked at me like I was crazy that I was even saying that. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's not the avenue we're going.
No, that's interesting because I honestly thought that was the avenue.
Yeah.
But no one talked about it in the book reviews.
Okay, yeah. So maybe they weren't worried about that or, like, they didn't care about that.
Or it never gets resolved. Like, it's just, like, the plot that was in it, but, like, don't talk about it ever again.
Yeah, maybe it's not really a problem.
Yeah, maybe it's not a problem.
So yeah, I don't know. And I think maybe it's because I've read too many other books that was the problem. So I'm like, okay, maybe. Yeah, maybe it's possible.
Yeah.
So
again, we'll see.
We will see. Whenever, obviously I put it on hold at the library. So whenever that happens. So did they say anything else?
Oh, cliffhanger.
Oh yeah. Do you know what the cliffhanger is?
No.
Okay, me neither.
Good. That's it.
When you finished Iron Flame, were you like, oh my god, what a horrible cliffhanger. I can't believe I have to wait till the third book.
No.
Me neither.
I was like, thank goodness. That was the worst experience. I thought I'd never get through that book. I have to say, it might have been a bad choice for a reading marathon. I feel like any other book would have worked out as for, like, a reading marathon for us. But that was a bad book.
But would we have finished it if we didn't do that?
That's true. No, that's a good point. I might not have. I might have took too long. Like, you know, like, you dread opening the book. You just dread.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you read, like, a little bit of it, you're like, no, I don't want to read this anymore.
It's like in Harry Potter when you're like, you must drink it. Yeah,
drink it.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
Because, I mean, to be fair, you didn't finish it that day.
I didn't.
So how did you do that?
It was so hard.
Yeah.
I remember it being hard. I was... It was there. I didn't want to pick it up. But you know what kept me going? You. I said, Haley, she finished this book.
I had to finish it that day because I don't know how you did it. But you remember when we got to part two and we were like, oh my God.
Oh, that reminds me. Another thing people said was like, still too many characters.
Oh yeah. I heard that.
Like, too many characters, and also, like, if you kill them, you don't, we don't care anymore because you never develop them. Mm-hmm. So you can kill whoever you want, but, like,
yeah.
It's not creating any emotional turmoil.
I'm nervous about that because I heard it's, like, massive character overload at the beginning.
Why would she do that? What is she thinking? Me trying to be, like, the author. Why am I incorporating a million more characters? Instead of creating a core group, as we discussed in our previous podcast that you said, you're like, you need a core group, like, of friends. Don't, like, separate yourself from them or stop writing about them because we will not feel connected to them. Oh, Rebecca. But there's, you know, there's people who like that kind of stuff. So there's a group of people out there for her. Just not us.
We will see if the power of enjoying reading will last me through the book.
You should document yourself reading the book. That'd be so fun for me to watch.
Yeah.
I would watch it too. You'd be like, day 10. I know. I've read two pages.
I know.
I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it's better than Iron Flame. And maybe a little bit less, like, you know, like, it's not, like, as bad. Like, Iron Flame is, like, the floor, you know? Like, maybe it could be better.
I hope so. Is it sad that I'm dreading to get the book?
No. Maybe. But, you know, maybe it's, like, good. Because in Iron Flame, we had expectations. But now, like, our expectations are the floor. So you can only go up from here. So this could be good.
Yeah. The problem is that I only have 3 weeks to read it. Right? Until I have to return it. So... Yeah. Which wouldn't be a problem with a normal book, but just thinking about, like, oh my God, I have to finish this. And just thinking about, like, forcing myself to sit there and read it because the pages are so long and the words are so tiny. Why would you do that to us? People like that, though.
People like reading. There's a group of people out there.
Yeah. A large group. So we'll see.
This podcast got a little derailed, but you know how Iron Flame makes us. Just
questioning.
Just makes us want to go on a long, long, long vent.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about the Crimson Moth is that what is there to say? Do you have additional things?
No, it's just good.
Yeah, like 10 out of 10 would definitely recommend.
Yeah.
Very, very,
like,
good.
Yeah, recommend. People should read it.
Yeah. There's probably people who like Iron Flame and don't like Crimson Moth. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that is our cup of tea. Mm-hmm. This kind of book.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this is, like, in our realm.
Yeah.
Of, like, we like these kinds of books. Short. I mean, I'm over here also reading, like, a Brandon Sanderson 1,000-page book. But that's, like, totally different. It's not romantic-y. Like, it's, like, you go in and you know it's, like, just fantasy. It's all plot.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. I feel like romantic-y, you have to balance, like, you have to have good romance, and then you gotta have, like, good plot. But, like, if we're talking about Rebecca Yarros, she's, like, confused with her romance miscommunication and confused with her plot. Because 7-series book, like, are you pacing yourself? I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, because did she write the first book knowing it was gonna be 7?
So I don't think so.
I think that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Because when I, for example, the Mortal Instruments series mm-hmm. is like 7 books,
yeah.
For example. But it was supposed to be 3. Mm-hmm. And so the third one, like 1 through 3,
good.
Wonderful. Why didn't you keep it at that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, money. Obviously. I understand. However, to like write a series knowing like that you're planning to have it 3 books and then to continue it just seems bizarre.
Yeah.
Because I like the idea of you starting the series knowing how long you want it to be, then you pace out everything.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Like, that creates a good series.
Yes.
Yes.
I am with you on that.
So if she wrote the first one,
yeah,
thinking it would only be a few books maybe, Because how did it even end?
Honestly?
I don't know.
Oh, she found her brother.
Oh, alive? That's how it ended?
Yeah. She was injured, and then Zayden took her to, like, the castle or something, and then her brother was still alive.
Oh, and then that was the end. I wonder if it was supposed to be 3 books.
Yeah.
Because that kind of makes sense.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Duologies are good.
I respect duologies.
Yeah.
There should be more of them.
There should be more of them.
I'm okay with trilogies, but everybody knows the second book's going to be the worst.
Because they just can never do the middle part right.
Yeah. Which is fair. Yeah. Which is why duologies are king. Because the middle part is nowhere to be found.
Exactly. So the point is, we need more duologies. What I'm saying is that you don't have to write a 7-book series for you to get a lot of money. Like, if you write a good duology, I'm sure people will read the other books that you write. Like, look at Emily Henry. Everyone's buying her romance books, and they're not series. They're just standalone books. Allie Hazelwood. These are not fantasy authors, but I'm trying to give examples. Mike. Of, like, people will read your stuff. So what was your question?
No, I had one, and then I lost it. Dang. And I'm trying to grasp it because it was a good question.
Oh my gosh.
Think. Oh yeah. Because Rebecca Yarros has other books. So it's not like this is her first series, and like this is the only money that she can make. Like, she is an author who has multiple other books. Yeah, they're not like romantasy, but like your first romantasy series and you're making it 7 books.
Yeah, exactly. That's bold. But Fourth Wing, she just like, it was just like a hype like no one had ever seen since ACOTAR. ACOTAR was like a slow like rise to stardom because it had come out like a while back, and then Book Talks, and then Book Talk made it all popular and stuff like that. But like Fourth Wing was like, oh, TikTok, Book Talk hype, everything, rise in sales, you know? So I feel like she felt that pressure. That was just like, I gotta ride this wave. How do I ride this wave? 7 book series.
Yeah. I guess I'm stuck between, one, she's a seasoned author, so was it that exciting? But two, I guess if you didn't feel like your books were getting a lot of notoriety, and then all of a sudden you're like, you're gonna ride the wave because oh my gosh, I've been struggling this whole time.
True, true, true.
I mean, it's technically working because she's got a lot of hype, so good for her.
No, yeah, good for her. I heard that her books hit like got so many, Onyx Storm got so much sales in the first day of release since some other famous book. I can't remember, Hunger Games? I don't know. But yeah, so all 3 of her books were like top on the New York bestsellers. So, you know, she is riding that wave.
Yeah. So I'm like we said, there are people who like these, and there's a lot of them. So we're in the minority here.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
That's fine.
We will just ride this wave of Heartless Hunter.
Exactly.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Let's hype her up, right?
I'm like, please keep making books like this.
Yeah. Anyways.
Let's recommend.
Let's wrap this up, shall we? All right. My song recommendation is not Heartless Hunter, but it's Hurtless by Dean Lewis.
Wait, is it?
And that is appropriate because it's kind of funny.
That is funny.
In line.
Okay, I will put that on my list. Okay, I'll do Passive by Callback. And I just recently found this song on TikTok. And the guy was like advocating for himself because he was like, oh, if you like Knox, which we do.
Yeah.
So that is 100% the vibe. He sounds just like Knox.
I like that.
So I was like, oh, crazy.
All right.
Thanks for listening to us.
I hope you enjoyed. We'll see you next time.
Bye.